Today's podcast is brought to you by your local no-kill shelter. Please donate your time, money, or time, or money. And now the pod. How is Tucker Carlson still alive? And now the podcast. Welcome back to Fantasy Baseball Disrupted with a comma and an uppercase D. Also known as Daily Lineup League Domination, DLSD. Because that's really what I want to focus on, that and Dynasty. But this particular episode, I'm going to talk about just how to dominate Daily Lineup Leagues. Not Daily Fantasy, but, you know, year-long leagues for money that, whether it's Roto or head-to-head, that allow for daily lineup changes. Because people just aren't taking full advantage, or they're trying to take full advantage of lineups, but they have like 19 hitters and it's overkill. And, you know, that might help in maybe a Roto league where you can at some point, you basically got your max games played. It's not going to help you. And then you can switch over to pitchers, but it's not going to help you in, you know, head-to-head. So, I want to talk about what I did for a draft strategy. I did a couple different draft strategies, but primarily my big starting pitcher-heavy theory, and then how I developed a hitting lineup and how my hitting lineups did. So I want to talk about my draft, what I did during the regular season to make up for my pitching heavy draft, to make up for good hitting, and how many hitters were available during the year. And basically this is the end of the year podcast. I'll do a few more, but you know, I'm in position to be in the playoffs in most of my leagues, which is good. It's just at Yahoo. Know, $20 leagues, $100 leagues, $250 leagues. Actually, not surprisingly, the $20 leagues is where I'm not doing quite as well. And this is because I didn't prioritize it. And I just don't have the energy these days. I have a couple other leagues to do, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 leagues this year and do daily lineup changes and scout my opponent, you know, for the upcoming week to make some opponent specific ads and drops on Monday, you know, with the 6 ads and drops that I have on Yahoo per week. And my best team, my second best team is my $250 league. I'm in second place there, definitely going to make the playoffs, and I have a really strong team. But so let's first talk about a commonality among all my teams. I totally had some misses, but I drafted starting pitcher heavy. Maybe most of the time, I would say 8 out of my 10 leagues, or maybe 6 out of my 8 leagues, I drafted 6 starting pitchers in the first 8 rounds, and that usually included my first hitter being in the 7th round. And we can talk more about that later on, but they were guys that I thought were undervalued where they went. Guys like Gausman, who I thought could be a top 10 starting pitcher, and he looked like he was going to be. But whatever, he's good. Carlos Rodon, Yu Darvish was being written off a little too prematurely, I believe. You know, got him in 7th or 8th round pretty consistently. Who were some other guys I ended up with a lot? Robbie Ray. Zach Wheeler, I got a lot of core guys that I did not have to drop. Now, the hitting, let's talk about the hitting, because that's the big question that you can pick up during the year at different points, and sometimes it's not going to be until July, granted, but that you can pick up during the year. 5-second pause for the listener, which allows for 1 hour of drinking for the creator. Today's drunken sponsor is drunkenly, today's regular sponsor is drunkenly brought to you by bags. Hey, we hold things you want to carry from one location to another more advantageous location with regards to where you want the stuff inside us, the bags. All right, you're welcome. So, guys that you can pick up, you know, like I think I was saying a while ago, during the year, hitters you can pick up during the year because you went so starting pitcher heavy. So, you know, you got a great pitching staff, no question. And by, I don't know, like halfway through the year, you got Alejandro Kirk I picked up off the waiver wire. A first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino, was late for sure, and only really started contributing in late July. But he's injured now. But here's the deal: I had some guys before that at first base that were doing pretty good, and your pitching is going to be so good. Like, I'm not even talking about I'll get back to hitting in 30 seconds. I'm not even talking about the relief pitchers. Your saves situation, I didn't even draft any closers, man. You know, I got like Felix Bautista. I had Sir Anthony Dominguez for a while. I got Ale Diaz on the Reds. You know, I got like 3 to 6 closers on every team, and I didn't draft any of them. You know, and that's for Rizzle Dizzle. Okay, so back to the hitters. Second base, Brendan Rodgers. A lot of people dropped him, picked his ass back up. Excuse me. Shortstop. I don't think there are a tremendous amount of shortstops that were super good during the year that you could pick off the waiver wire. And I don't think I can go out of this app and get into my Yahoo Fantasy app to check it, because I think it'll stop recording. But, well, let me try, actually. Okay. Do 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 do, blue ba boo blue boo blue ba boo ba blue boo ba boo, boo la lu 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 ba boo la lu ba boo ba boo boo. 'Cause there ain't no one for to give you no something something. Oh yeah. Alright, was I still recording? Cool. So like Bryson Stott at second shortstop, very recent for sure. Hey Sung Kim, very recent for sure. Second, third shortstop, possibly outfield. Alec Bohm, third base, you could pick him up real quick. You got to be vigilant, not vigilant. You got to be like super competitive on the waiver wire for hitters. But there are a ton of hitters that you can get. So third base. Eventually, people dropped Max Muncy. I got his ass going again. Muncy, Yelich, Cody Bellinger, and Jesse Winker, and Austin Meadows were the five guys. And I guess you could throw Anthony Rizzo in there. Were the five guys I did draft from the sixth, seventh, eighth, you know, kind of round on. Took a risk on, and they sucked for a while. And I had bouts of dropping, but not bouts, but I dropped Bellinger. Dropped Muncy. I don't think I ever dropped Yelich because he stole bases. But I eventually picked their asses back up because they were doing very well. But I just couldn't go 3 months, 4 months, you know, without productivity. Anyway, Jose Miranda eventually I could pick up. Now, this is all recency bias. These are all guys that you could pick up in the last month or two. And it's August, you know, I don't know, 28th right now. But there were guys that could fill in so that you have a right around a 500 or slightly above 500 average in your offensive categories. Now, why is that acceptable? Well, first of all, it's off the waiver wire. And the reason you're okay with a 510 or a 500 or even a 490 winning percentage in your offensive categories with players primarily off the waiver wire or late round draft picks that hit is because your pitching is so good. And because, you know, that's the reason that you drinking a little Jack right now, apple, if
flavored. I got on that because I didn't have the regular Jack. And so... So, yeah, no, wow. I went with the Applejack, which I've started to call Applejack, but I think the clerk at the store, Mark, I don't think he thinks it's cool, you know, because Applejacks. Anyway,
you know, so you put yourself in a position to get better hitters. I need to get better hitters because of, you didn't draft very many good ones, and so, but you're able to. Okay, outfielders is a little more challenging, but like Riley Green is pretty good. Jesse Winker was a guy that a lot of people dropped, even though he was probably drafted in the top 100. More like a 150 player, but you know, ever since like the beginning of June, I think he's been very good and potentially very potent lineup. And you know, I got a decent amount of Mitch Haniger, which people dropped and forgot about. I also have Lance McCullers. I know we're talking about hitting, but I have Lance McCullers because people, Dustin May, people forgot about. I had James Paxton, but I don't know what his dealio is. Oh, hi, Jakey. What a best little doggy Jakey is. If you guys don't know, I have a little doggy, and his name is Jake, and he's a best little doggy.
Okay, Jakey bot.
And so offensive. I mean, outfielders. Riley Green's like a super recent one. Jesse Winker, I already said that shit. I'm repeating myself, losing my memory. What else we got? Alex Kirloff. Well, he wasn't very good for a while. Andrew Vaughn. He was probably owned for a decent amount. Here's a dilly. Andrew Vaughn was not owned very much in the beginning, and he's provided somewhat of punchless, willy dilly milly killy really average, but you know, it's been pretty good. Other dudes. Oh, let me check. Hold on. This is the drunk segment, so it's okay if I don't give you as dense information as possible. Let me check. Bellinger, Vaughn, Green, Reynolds. Oh, yeah. Reynolds. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard about Reynolds. Brian Reynolds, like, he got his ass dropped. Always pick those dudes up and just throw them on your bench. Don't throw them. They're human beings, but I'm just saying toss them on your bench. I hope you're still recording, cause I'm out of the app. Why is my internet not working? Alright, come on, chill, Jakey. Alright, I left for a little while, but honestly, who of you can say you were actually listening, right? Am I honest? Okay. I'm going to go back into the app. Okay, here we go. Oh, by the way, MJ Melendez was a catcher, dude. Dilly, 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 dilly. Okay, Michael Harris was a pickup. Manuel Margot. Jake McCarthy is a pickup. Now, these dudes are not all Aledmys Diaz. These dudes are not all... they're not all dudes that were good or producing or available. Not all before June. So, you know, maybe you had a 45% winning percentage in the offensive categories for a couple months. Who gives a rat's fuck? Because you had a dope-ass motherfucking, you know, winning percentage with your pitchers. Because you had freaking Kevin Gausman was your seventh pitcher, or maybe fifth, you know, and Yu Darvish was your seventh. You know, for real, that's how I drafted. Hold on. I was in the CBS podcast league, and I drafted pitchers heavy. Made a whole bunch of trades that fucked up my, thing. Fucked up my roster, right? But check this dealio familio. Check this out, yo. Da la 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 la. Drinking alcohol is fun. I had boom 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 boom. Anthony Rizzo, Brendan, 16 team league. Anthony Rizzo with experts. Brendan Rodgers, Francisco Lindor.
Kyle Schwarber, Charlie Blackman, Jesse Winker, Nate Lowe. And then I drafted Carlos Rodon, Corbin Burns, Julio Urias, Yu Darvish, Nate Eovaldi, Luis Castillo, Kyle Wright. And I had Lance McCullers as an IL stash. I mean, are you kidding me? And the answer is no, that this particular text message is not. What a best boy, Jakey, is killing me. The information provided by this text message was not murdering my human essence. Is the answer to the last question I posed. So, all right, you get the point. So, I don't know. Are you guys down with my messaging here? Are you guys down with the clown? Because it feels, I'll be honest, it feels like you're not down with the clown. How many starting pitchers, like, are even in the top 50 starting pitchers who weren't drafted? And you can include, prospects who may have been drafted in deep leagues, but not. So, like, George Kirby.
Sure.
Reed Detmers ended up. He's ending up being probably to sure. Alex Cobb was drafted, man. Who else? Edward Cabrera. I don't know if he's a top 50 pitcher, but he's been decent against non-LA Dodger teams and not super uninjured, but whatever. Jesus Luzardo. Okay. Obviously he's on the radar of everybody, but I don't think he was drafted too heavily in redraft leagues. I don't feel good. But you get the idea. I'm right about everything.